This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. When John saw the glorified Christ as described in Revelation 1:13-16, it says in verse 17, he fell at his feet as though dead. This is not surprising when you understand something of the glorious majesty and awesome splendor of Christ glorified. But Jesus didn't leave him there, cowering in his presence. He reached out and placed his right hand on him and said, "Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, and behold, I am alive forever and ever." Verses 17 and 18. The title "first and last" refers to his eternity. He is the uncreated creator of everything. This title is followed by a life history of Christ in one sentence. He was the beginning, he will be the ending, and between these two facts we see the focal point of history, the cross and the empty tomb. For 3 days and nights, history was at a standstill. He was dead. This is what God Almighty did in order to save you and me. Reflecting on this great event, it's no wonder hymn writers penned so many glorious poems of praise. Amazing love, how can it be that thou, my God, shouldst die for me? Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Oh, for 1,000 tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise. And love so amazing, so divine, demands my life, my soul, my all. Do these statements express your heart as you reflect on Christ's triumphant mission? Take a moment to humbly praise and thank Him.